Okay, we're holding on Erev and Daf Nun Bet. We're the two dots right before the Mishnah. We're going to finish the Perek today. Meretz Hashem, Amar Rami Bar Chama, Hare Amru Shabbat Yesh Lo Arba Amot. Right? So they said, we taught that that in your Tchum Shabbat, you have four Amot in addition to the 2,000 Amot. Right? Your area, you can travel 2,000 Amot, but your area underneath you is Dalet Amot. So really, you get 2,004 Amot. So that's with someone who you know establishes Shabbat residence where he is. Hanotin et eruvo yeshal arba avot or lo. But if someone sets up their eruv somewhere, do they also get an additional four amot in addition to their 2,000? Or where your eruv is, that's where you get your 2,000 amot from. You don't get the additional, meaning you only get four amot because that's considered what your presence occupies. But there, you're not occupying that area. You're just putting food there. Amarava tashma. So Rava says, well, you can learn a proof from the following. Lo amru ma'arvim depat el alahakel ala ashir shalo yitzevi arav baraglav. Right? According to the understanding that they only said that you're allowed to make an eruv with bread, that you make an eruv with bread, not because that's the primary way of making an eruv, just because we wanted to more lenient than the people who can send other people to make an eruv for them. So go send your eruv with them, go make your eruv with them, and it's a leniency. And if you wanted to say that once you establish an eruv with food and not with your presence, you lose that additional four amot, is this a kula for the rich person that he could send his eruv with someone else? It's a chumrah because he loses space because with his presence he would have had 2,004 amot and now he only has 2,000 amot. Can't call that a kula. No, that's not a good proof. he would rather someone else have to walk out and do it for him than to do it himself and gain an additional four amot. It's still a big kula. Okay, Mishnah. Mi sheyatza lelech be'ir shema arvin ba. So this is the Mishnah that we literally just referenced. Someone who goes out on Friday and he's walking towards the city, that the city's gonna make an eruv. Ve'chziru chaveru, and his friend turns back. Mutar lelech, he's allowed to go out. Ve'chol b'nei ha'ir asurin. However, all the other members of his city are not allowed to go to Rehuda. To Rehuda, she tevur meir omer kol shu yachol la'arev ve'lo irev harizach amar gamal. Says now, anyone who could have made an eruv but doesn't make an eruv, he didn't make an eruv. He just turned back. He could have made an eruv right there. He didn't. Anyone who could have but didn't, he's a chamar gamal, right? So he's stuck in between two places. Basically, he is stuck between his Shabbat residence in one area and his Shabbat residence in another area. He has homes in both places. He's stuck in between the two. So if there are 4,000 amot between the two, you really can't go anywhere because if you walk to the left of you, then you're walking outside the 2,000, you're walking outside the limit of your 2,000 amot to the right of you. And vice versa. If, let's say, there are 2,000 amot between them, then you can, you know, then you can travel 1,000 amot in either direction. If they're 50 amot apart, you get the message, right? But you're stuck in between those two places. You have to assume that your eruv in both houses are valid, and so you can't go outside the tchum of either one. You can't go more than 2,000 amot away from either house to the right or to the left. Okay. Hariza chamar gamal. Gemara, my shani ihu, my shna inhu. Right, so why is he different than the rest of the bnei ha'ir? Which is exactly what we asked before. And Amar Rav Huna, achav mayaskinen kagon sheyesh lo shnei batim v'neim shnei tchumei Shabbat. Ihu kevan denafak le leurcha havelei ani v'hane ashiri ninhu. Right, so we're talking about a person who has two homes in either tchum Shabbat because he had already left his one home and he's considered like a traveler outside of his home. We treat him like a poor person. However, all the other people who stayed in their homes, they're treated like rich people who are in their homes, and they don't have the kula that they're allowed to establish the Shabbat residence elsewhere. Similarly, we taught in the Braita, someone who had two homes and two Shabbat residences, since he established himself as walking along the way, right, he acquires his residence to where he's going. So all the more so, even more than that, says Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, that even if his friend found him and said, you should really stay here tonight, it's hot, it's cold out, stay here tonight, he can get up tomorrow and go. Because as long as he started walking, he was already, meaning once he started walking, he was a walker, he's a traveler, he is the status of an ani, he can establish his eruv over there. And so he doesn't actually have to be there. He just, once he started walking, we already treat him that way. And if a friend comes along and says, you know, you should really stay here tonight, he can still go tomorrow because he established his eruv in the middle because he was allowed to do that. And then he was allowed to then walk from his Shabbat residence to the middle and then from the middle to his home. Amar Rabba Lomar Kule Amar Lo Pligi Ditzarich Ki Pligi Lahachzik. Is that to say, says Rabba, that everyone agrees that, that everyone agrees, lo pligi, the tzarich, right? So everyone agrees that everyone agrees that he has to declare that this is my Shabbat residence, kipligi. So where is their machloket? Where do they differ? Kipligi lahachzik, right? The question is, does he have to already start his way there? I mean, everyone agrees if he establishes Shabbat residence, that's fine, right? Everyone agrees if he said this is my Shabbat residence, that works. Where do they argue? If he didn't say this is my Shabbat residence, rather he just started walking there. Or there's a dispute of whether he also needs to be walking, right? Everyone agrees he needs to make a verbal declaration. That's what it is. Everyone agrees he needs to make a verbal declaration. The question is, does he also have to be walking there? That's where they have a machloket. Rav Yosef, Amar lahachzik dekulei ama lo pligi detzarich. Whereas Rav Yosef says, no, everyone agrees he needs to already be walking there, kipligi lomar. The question is, does he also have to make a verbal declaration? So what's required in order to establish your Shabbat residence somewhere that you aren't currently, right? What's necessary? Well, you have to make a verbal declaration and you have to be walking there. So some hold that that everyone says you need to make a verbal declaration, but not everyone believes you need to be walking there. And some hold that everyone agrees you need to be walking there, not everyone agrees you need to make a verbal declaration. Come on, Azla Hadamar Ula. Now, whose shita does Ula follow? Right? Because Ula said as follows: Mi she'echzik b'derech. Someone who started walking, ve'echziru chaveru, and his friend turned him back. Harehu muchzar umachzak. Right? He's a person who has both turned back and considered to be walking on his way. Well, those are two contradictory things. What exactly does that mean? If he's a person who's on his way, why is he considered someone who returned? And if he's a person who returned, why is he considered a person on his way? No, this is what Ula is saying. Even though he actually turned around, he's considered to be walking. Come on, now whose shita does he follow? Rav Yosef, Aliba de Rav Yosef Bar Yehuda. Following Rav Yosef's shita, according to Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda, that as long as you started walking, even if your friend told you to stay, still you're allowed to establish a Shabbat residence, and you can wake up the next morning and walk the full distance. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ishtata Aiti Le Kalkala De Peiris. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ishtata brought a basket of fruit. Rav Natan Bar Oshia to Rav Natan Bar Oshia. Kehava Azil Shavke Ad Nachid Dargi. So when he left, Rav Natan Bar Oshia waited until Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ishtata walked one step away from his home. Amar Le. Beit Hacha Lamachar Kadimaza says, you know, you should really stay here, and tomorrow you should go. But notice that he waited until he took one step, just so that he is a person who is someone who walks on his way, right? And once he walks on his way, he can establish a Shabbat residence in the middle of where he is and his home, and then continue to walk the entire way. But he had to have started. Come on, now whose shita does he follow that he waited for him to walk one step? Karav Yosef, Eliva, the Rav Yosef Bar Yehuda. Obviously, it's Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef, and according to Rav Yehuda, says that once you start walking, even if you end up staying, as long as you started walking, you should establish a Shabbat residence somewhere else. Lo, ke Rabba v'alibit Rav Yehuda. Lo, lav davka, maybe he's also following Rabba's shita, according to Rav Yehuda, because even though he doesn't say that he made a verbal declaration afterward when his friend said you should really stay here, could be that the Gemara just didn't specify, but he did make a verbal declaration, so it doesn't necessarily need to be that he follows Rav Yosef's shita according to Rav Yosef Bar Yehuda. Maybe it's also Rabba's shita according to Rav Yehuda, who says that if he made a verbal declaration, then it's fine, regardless of whether he started walking. Rabbi Meir Omer Kol Shiyachol Arev. Rabbi Meir says that anyone who could have made an Erev but doesn't, so then he's stuck in between his two domains. Hatanin lechadazimda. But we already taught this one time. We already didn't teach in a different Mishnah. Safek, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Omrim, Harizeh, Chamar, Gamal. In a case of a doubt between two areas of Eruv, so you're a Chamar, Gamal. You're a camel driver who's a donkey driver. You're stuck between two places. Amrav Sheshet, Lo Tematama, de Rabbi Meir, Safek Eruv, Safek Lo Yerev. Ha'avad, ha'dehave, Chamar, Gamal. No, the reason why we need to teach it is because you would have said, according to Rabbi Meir, maybe his reasoning is, Safek, it's a doubt. And so in a doubt case, then that's when you're stuck between two territories. But if you definitely didn't establish an Eruv, which is our case here, you didn't make an Eruv, right? This is a case of someone who could have made an Eruv, but you definitely didn't make an Eruv. Maybe you want to say here that you're not a Chamar Gamal because you definitely didn't make an Eruv. You're only a Chamar Gamal if it's a Suffolk. Here, what Rameir is saying is that even if you definitely didn't make an Eruv, you're still a Chamar Gamal. Because in our case, you definitely didn't make an Erev, and still you're considered a Chamar Gamal. Okay, new Mishnah. Someone who left his Tchum entirely. Afilu Ama Achat, even by one little Ama. Lo Yikanes, he can't return. Rabbi Lezer, Omer, Shtayim Yikanes. Even if he left two Amot, he's allowed to go back. Shalosh Yikanes. If he left three Amot, he can't turn back. Okay, the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Raglo Achat, Betoch Tchum, Raglo Achat, Chutz Tchum, Lo Yikanes. According to Rabbi Chanina, if he had one leg inside the tchum and one leg outside the tchum, you're not allowed to go back in. Chtiv im tashiv mishabat raglecha, because it says that if you return your foot from your Shabbat residence, your foot, not your feet, rather your foot, it says. So even one foot outside the Shabbat residence is considered a violation of your Shabbat residence. Raglecha k'tiv, it's written your foot. V'atana b'dewey, didn't we learn in the Braita, raglo achat b'toch ha-tchum, raglo achat b'chutz la-tchum yikanes? Didn't we teach that if you have one foot outside the tchum and one foot inside the tchum, you're allowed to go back? Ha-mani acherim hi. Yeah, that's because whose sheet is that? That's acherim sheet, d'tanya, acherim omen makam sherubo hu nizkar. Right, that a person is where most of himself is. So their shita is that because he's only has one foot out, but most of himself is still in, that counts as a Shabbat residence. Ikeda Amri, those who say as follows. Amar Rabbi Chanina, raglo achat betoch atchum, raglo achat chutz latchum, yikanes. Rabbi Chanina said, those who teach it in the following way, the Rabbi Chanina said that if he has one in and one out, that's when you're allowed to go back in. Dichtiv im tashiv, mishabat roglecha. Raglecha karinan, right? Since the fact that we read it raglecha, your feet, even though it's written regelcha, your foot, clearly we require both of your feet to be outside the tchum in order to stop you. But if you have one foot outside the tchum, then we allow you to come back in. V'hatana dimlun in b'raita lo yikanes, right? Elsewhere that we learn that you're not allowed to go back in. Hu damar ka'achirim, right? No, that is holding like acherim, detanya lamakom sherubo hunizkar, right? That a person is always considered where most of his body is considered, right? So basically, we just have a debate as to what Rabbi Chanina actually said. Did he say that he could go back in, and then we challenged it with a braita that said you couldn't go back in? Or did he say you couldn't go back in, and then you challenged it with a braita that said you could go back in? And either way, if his shita, whoever's shita was, whether it's Rabbi Chanina's shita or the opposing braita's shita that says that you're allowed to go back in, that we assume is going by a cheirum that establishes your Shabbat residence wherever most of you is. But it's just a debate as to what side Rabbi Chanina actually took. But either way, there's no debate because there's just a machloket tanayim on the subject. Rabbi Elazar Omer Shtayim Mikanes Shlosh Lo Yikanes. Right? If he goes out two, then you can go back in. If he goes out three, you can't go back in. Vatanya, didn't we learn a braita? Rabbi Elazar Omer. Didn't Rabbi Lezer put that line at 1 and 2? If you left 1, then you're not allowed to go back, then you're allowed to go back in, but 2, you're allowed to go back in. But you just said 2 as opposed to 3. Lokash, it's not difficulty. It's not a difficulty, it's not a contradiction. Hada akar chada vikam atarte. Hada akar tarte vikam atlata. Right, what we're talking about there is one who traverses one full amma and is standing in the second amma, as opposed to one who traverses the second amma and is standing in the third amma. So there, when we taught that 2 cannot go back in, we're talking about someone who passed 2, meaning he's really in 3. When we said 2 could go back in, he's saying we're standing in two, right? That's just the difference of language that's being used. Either way, if you're in the third amma, you cannot go back in. If you're in the second amma, you can go back in. But one time when we said two, we're talking about someone who traveled two ammas, meaning he's the third amma. And one time when we said two, we're saying someone who's standing in the second amma. And that's why it's not a contradiction. Vatanya, but didn't we teach in a braita, Rabbi Elazar Omer Afilu Amma Achad Lo Yikanes, that even if he goes out one Amma, he can't go back in. So there, you can't solve that problem by saying you only traversed one Amma, because still you're in the second Amma. It's a contradiction. Kitanya Hahi, no, because when we taught that braita, Limodet, right, they're talking about someone who goes out to measure his 2,000 Amma, it's not, because we learned in a Mishnah, Limodet Jamru Notni Lo Apayim Amma. When you are going out to measure your 2,000 amot, you have exactly 2,000 amot. Afilo sof minato kaleb mara. Right? Even if the end of your measuring ends up in a cave, you still can't go any further. Even though a cave is is like a house, or it's four walls, it's completely encompassed. Generally, you can walk around the entire cave. But no, not when you're going out to measure your 2,000 amot. There, you only have 2,000 and not a single amot more. Okay, new Mishnah, last Mishnah of the Perek. Mishehechshich chutz letchum. Someone who's someone it becomes nightfall while he's outside the boundary. Afilu ama achat, even by one ama outside the boundary, lo yikanes, can't go back in. Rabbi Shimon Omer Afilu chamesh asrei ama yikanes. Rabbi Shimon says even if he's 15 amot out, he can go back in. Shein mashuchot matzin et amidot mipnei atoin, because the people who establish these domains that you're the Shabbat residents of the city, they're not being exact because they're afraid that people are going to make mistakes in their measurements, and so they're much more conservative than they need to be when actually the boundary is much bigger, but they're concerned that people are going to make a mistake. Gemara, Tana mipnei toa hamida. Right, we're talking about people who are not just toin, people who violate Shabbat. We're talking about people who make mistakes in their measurements and think it ends here. They think it ends at a further place when really it ends at a shorter place. So the people who establish the city limits are just very conservative because they assume that even though it's much bigger, we want people to think that it's smaller. So in case they make a mistake in their measurement, they're not going to come to violate their tchum Shabbat. Hadran alach mi shehotzi uhu. Stop here.